MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The presidency says everyone accountable in the looting of the now defunct VBS Mutual Bank should be held accountable. This week, former Venda Business Society chair Chifidzwa Madodzi was sentenced to an effective 15 years in prison for his role in the fraud. Joining us on the program now is Madambi Mubulawa, who is founding director of the bank. And first up then, and welcome to you. This is no doubt a financial tragedy as far as South Africa is playing out. How are you watching it?
Well, as one of the founding directors, you know, when things goes wrong, it affects me, you know, and because when we established this company, which is VBS, it was with good intention that, you know, our poor people will benefit out of it at the end. But now it is not the case. So it pains me.
Do you feel betrayed by your colleagues?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I feel betrayed, yes, because, you know, we trusted that, you know, they will take the bank to a higher level. Instead, they collapsed it.
So we now see this plea deal which is playing out. Are you satisfied with that direction, or do you think that people, particularly Mr. Matodzi, have got off lightly?
Well, we are happy that, to see that, you know, steps are being taken, and that the PHPA is also serious about it, as now they brought Mr. Matodzi into book and now sentenced him. Though we are not that happy with the sentence because we feel it's too low. We expected a harsher sentence.
So what, in your opinion, would have been a more reasonable sentence?
No, we don't have really anything in our minds, but 15 years, we never thought it would be the same. Because if you look at the amount that is that has been lost, and you compare it with the 15 years, a person cannot accumulate that money in 15 years. So it's not comparable.
What is your comment about the implication as a result of this leaked memorandum of senior EFF members Floyd Shivambu and Julius Malema in this affair?
We are very disappointed, you know, because these politicians, we thought they've got the interest of the people that that they want them to vote for them, you know. And especially they are voted by poor people, especially these people mentioned there. And we thought, you know, they would be part of trying to make that these people who has lost money are refunded. But instead, we are surprised that they are also implicated.
So what action do you think now needs to be taken?
From our side, there's nothing we can do except to wait for those who are investigating, because the investigation is still carrying on. And but what will interest us much is to hear of a plan to recover the money so that some of the money can go back to these poor people who are now currently suffering because of this financial problem.
What kind of plan do you think would be best suited to do that?
Seeing that, you know, the Reserve Bank has appointed the liquidator, and which we thought the liquidator is responsible to the land bank. We thought the land bank would keep communication with us as shareholders, informing us of the progress being made. But we are getting nothing, you see. We hear nothing. The last that, you know, we have been consulted, it was when we were paid 100,000 some years ago. And from there, nothing is happening.
Mr. Mubulawa, what conditions do you think existed in the bank at the time that allowed this type of fraud to be to take place?
You know, this happened. Look, I was part of the board, and according to the reports that the board were receiving from management, which were confirmed by auditors, it has looked like, you know, the bank is progressing very well, because the reports were very clean. And they were showing progress in the bank, not knowing that even amongst the auditors, there are also people who are compromised, you see. That's why you could not see it. That's why even the Reserve Bank, because the Reserve Bank also was monitoring this bank on a monthly basis. So we as board and the Reserve Bank could not see it the way, you know, it was planned.
Do you believe that you were either misled by the auditors, KPMG, at the time, or was this just poor oversight and governance from the board of directors?
No, we were misled. We were misled because the board was acting on the information from the auditors, which we thought it was reliable information. That's why even the Reserve Bank was also misled, because, as I say, every month the Reserve Bank monitored the bank and it found that everything was going well.
But it does raise questions broadly about oversight and governance, and a huge failure in that respect.
Look, say you are in the board, you don't get involved with the day-to-day running of the bank, because that is the function of management. So because you are not there on a daily basis, you are not monitoring them on a daily, you appoint reliable auditors that would then confirm that what you are given is correct. So it is not oversight, really.
As a board member and looking back on the scandal with a degree of hindsight now, what would you have done differently?
I don't see there's anything that we could have done, because, you know, if we could see in the report that something was going wrong, we would have acted by then without waiting. Mm. But nothing had shown that things are going wrong. As I'm telling you that we were relying on the reports which were confirmed by the auditors, not just, you know, reputable auditors, KPMG, who were recommended by the Reserve Bank, because as a bank, you don't just appoint auditors that could be a risk, you know, to the public. So they recommended KPMG. So we trusted KPMG that, you know, the report that they are giving, which is supporting the information that they are supplied by management, was correct. So we could have no reason to doubt that.
At any point, did you have any suspicions?
We never had any suspicion, especially when we saw that the bank were growing. If you see, everything was growing. The bank was growing so fast. So we were excited that the bank was growing according to the reports, not knowing what was happening behind us.
And just finally then, what do you say to the 20,000 creditors who to this day have been left high and dry?
No, as I say, you know, that has happened. But VBS, when it was put under curatorship, it was still solvent, which means that it had enough assets. If those assets could be turned into cash, so all those creditors, all those depositors could have got their money. Even now, the liquidator is still busy collecting money from the debtors of the bank. Some from the loans and all that. The liquidator is collecting that money. And what we expect that at the end of the day, he will come back to the depositors and say, this is what I've collected, and then distribute it accordingly to the people who have lost money.
But it's taken a long time, hasn't it? Too long.
The problem is taking a long time. Everything is taking too long. As I say, even the investigation, we're worried that it's taking too long, because if it didn't take too long, maybe they could have put hands on the assets of these people who have been suspected and then turn them into cash. So by now, you might find that they have hidden a lot of those assets. So those who don't expect that will get anything out of it.
Madambi Mubulawa, founding director at VBS Bank, thank you very much for joining me today.